Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtue of salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raghima anfu rajulin dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. Rawahu al-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may that person be humiliated who, when my name is mentioned in his presence, does not send salutations upon me. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may that person be humiliated. Raghima anfu is an expression. In other words, may his nose be rubbed in dust. That's the literal translation. May his nose be rubbed in dust. What it means? May he be humiliated who, when my name is mentioned in his presence, and he does not send salutations upon me. So this hadith is part of a longer hadith which we would have heard many times, especially in Ramadan. The longer hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words, may that person be humiliated who, when my name is mentioned in his presence, does not send salutations upon me. And may that person be humiliated despite the month of Ramadan coming and going, does not acquire forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And may that person be humiliated who finds one or both of his parents in old age, yet they do not come, or they do not become a means of him entering Jannah. So here we learn a few things. One is the importance of the month of Ramadan, and in the month of Ramadan, and before that we would have heard of the importance of valuing and appreciating and getting the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. But this first part of the hadith is specifically to do when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, then at that time it's wajib to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Easy way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama explained in one gathering, the first time is wajib. Thereafter, it is preferable to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if that gathering moves, changes, now you move somewhere else, and thereafter you hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again it becomes wajib. In other words, it's a very great thing that whenever we hear the name of Rasulullah, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a man of very, very great love, very great shafqat, very great muhabbat. But yet he is cursing that person. May that person, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be humiliated, raghima anfu, may his nose be rubbed in dust. My name is mentioned and he does not send salutations upon me. Ulama explained that when we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and when we are sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously now, when a person can have, not in the middle of a talk now, when he starts sending his mind, but when he is generally sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, he's making dhikr and sending the salawat, then remind himself of the sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for us. Just some of the sacrifices, just to mention a few. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his home and his family and he migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. Now in that time, especially for the Arabs and for the Quraysh, they were actually breastfed, so to speak, an expression. They were breastfed with the love of the Kaaba Sharif. The Kaaba Sharif was very, very beloved to them. For us to leave Kaaba Sharif is something that's very hard. A person has to leave and come back. And can you imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his associates and the Sahaba that were there? They had to leave. Sahaba that were there, they had to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. They had to leave their homeland, their birthland, that love that they had for Kaaba Sharif. And they had to make hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara for the sake of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, they had to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. What a big sacrifice. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned in Taif. And we know that whole incident of to what an extent he was stoned, that his shoes became filled with blood. For us. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was injured in Uhud. And then he supplicated for his ummah on his deathbed. Even at the last, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his ummah. And on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not be at ease until every individual of his ummah will be saved. And one does not appreciate such kindness and sacrifice. It's really, really unfortunate that a person that has made so much of sacrifice and so much of effort so that today we can get deen. How many days they were hungry and they were boycotted, ostracized, made starvation tactics like what we're seeing today being used against the people of Gaza. This was used against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, boycotted in the valley of Abu Talib. No food, nothing can enter. So these sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, some of it we ponder and we think, and then you'll find with what love the durood will come out, and with what love a person will say the durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore in our week also we should try at least once a week if we can, read salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take out some time, we got time for so many other things, but daily at least we send durood sharif and the salat and salam if we can, at least once a week we read, and with the niyat, oh Allah, I want to send this special salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift from my side to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the hope that I will get his intercession on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.